This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Road Warrior and others, Mad Max as he's known, Corey in Illinois, go ahead, you're on the air. What do you think's happening with this massive acceleration towards war with China and Russia? A lot of this stuff's been saber-rattling in the past for the military-industrial complex, but now they're making really provocative moves in Ukraine. The Chinese are making super provocative moves towards the West. What do you make of this?
Hey, Alex, first of all, I'm a pastor here in Southern Illinois, and I just want to thank you for your spiritual discernment on all of this that's happening. I think you know more than anybody else that there's a spiritual force behind this more than just what meets the eye. So,
yes, it is an evil force that wants us to kill each other.
Right, absolutely. And I just want to say, too, that I realize that there's a lot of my brothers and sisters that are evangelicals that are becoming decadent just like everybody else, but there still are some of us that are preaching the truth and see what's going on.
So answer my question. Why do you think evangelicals out of all the Christian groups are being lumped in as terrorists?
I think because there are some of us that know. I mean, you know your history probably better than most people, probably 90% of the people in the United States. And one of the people groups that the British feared the most were the preachers. In fact, they called them the Black Robe Regiment because they could inspire people and stir the people up to realize that there was more than just filling your belly and being entertained. There's more to life than that. And I think that's why they're lumped in with some of that group. And that's why they're being co-opted like every other group.
Oh, exactly. I mean, I like evangelicals. I was brought up, part of the time going to evangelical churches, that and Baptist churches and others. But it's just at the same time, I see so many evangelicals kind of are mainline now, establishment, name it and claim it. They've been kind of compromised. But I think it is the spirit of real evangelicals that threatens the system, because the system is so devilish, they hate that Holy Spirit.
Absolutely. You're 100% right there. And I just want you to know we're praying for you. We're putting news articles in front of our congregation. We're praying about stuff that's going on in the world. We're trying to wake people up to realize that what the Bible said, a lot of this stuff is falling right in line with it. So.
If this doesn't make people realize it's a spiritual war, look at everything being manifest just as the Bible said it would. It is just so crazy. God bless you. Good to hear from you. Mad Max in North Carolina. Thanks for holding her on the air. Then Chris.
Yeah, I was hoping maybe you could get Joe Biggs to ask the commie agitators there whether or not they foresee or hope for a Bolshevik-style revolution in America. And, I remember seeing the movie Red Dawn when I was a teenager. I think it came out in 84, perhaps 85. And, I didn't really... I was very unsophisticated back then in my thinking, but the only way you could really get away with something like that, an invading force, is to actually have traitors. We would have to have traitors within our own government and throughout our own society in order for them to really be able to get away with that, I think. And of course, I've learned over the years that we actually do have all those people in place.
Oh, we've got the local communists, trying to say where I live and stuff. It's so stupid. They're saying other Alex Joneses and about how, I'm going to, have the red terror and all this. And so here's how this works. All this stuff kicks off. We all know who the enemy is. It just comes down to that, and we know they're coming for us.
Yeah, and I think they'll use the American forces under the American flag so far as they can get away with that and get the American forces to go along. They can supplement those with the blue helmets, the United Nations forces under the blue flag. And then, I don't know. It sounds kind of far-fetched, but I could see them maybe possibly bringing, millions of Chinese, hundreds of millions of Chinese troops in.
Anything flies now. The government gets away with everything. You'd be racist if you weren't for, Chinese communist troops in your house. I never used to believe that, but, so many folks told me that was the plan. Who'd been on the inside, I would just roll my eyes, and now you just see it all unfolding. And the communists are lining up. They're getting fired up. They're getting ready. They believe this summer is their time, and it's all White House directed. Thank you, Mad Max.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Fortune favors the bold. That's the catchphrase, the slogan of the Special Air Services, the model of special forces worldwide. And yes, I in my life have been very bold in the fight for freedom, at least bold compared to others. I don't think I've been bold enough, quite frankly. And I've had a lot of success because I was bold. It separated me from the rest of the herd. Plus, we're fighting bold activities by the globalists. Only bold actions are going to really have an effect and break through. Well, the New World Order knows that fortune favors the bold. They are just warp speed right now, pulling out all the stops, doing stuff that's over the top, stuff that I just can't believe. And I really think Joel Skousen's right. They want to get us into a nuclear war, have that selectively take out the major military centers, roll out the secret weapons, defeat the Russians and the Chinese, maybe keep the Chinese halfway alive militarily, and then create a new bipolar world, not a tripolar world, and then finally create a unipolar world government based on the ashes of that. But the best laid plans of mice and men often go awry. I'm going to get Rodney Stitch on for a full hour special report very soon on the Nightly News. He's with us till about 40 after. Then I'll go to Chris and Richie and Malik. and many others that are patiently holding on the nuclear war news that the Pentagon is talking about and the Chinese government's threatening and just all the craziness that's happening. But Rodney Stitch is a very interesting person. I'll tell you about him in just a moment. Before we go any further, I want to read these quotes again just because I think they illustrate everything we're facing. The first quote comes from Cicero, Marcus Tullius Cicero. This is before the birth of Christ in the time of Julius Caesar, I guess about 55, 60 years before the time of Christ. A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly. But the traitor moves amongst those within the gate freely, his sly whispers rustling through all the alleyways, heard in the very halls of government itself. For the traitor appears not a traitor. He speaks in accents familiar to his victims, and he wears the face and arguments. He appeals to the baseness that lies deep within the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of the city, George Soros. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to fear. And as we convert into a corrupt society, we have economies based on baloney, so productivity falls. And then the answer is more government, more regulation, more taxes. And so the producers become less and less. And so the society sinks. Barry Goldwater quote on the Trilateral Commission. Senator Barry Goldwater, presidential Republican nominee. In 19, well, they killed Kennedy in 63 and had an election after that. Well, when did he run for president? Was it in 64 or 68? You have to look it up. The Trilateral Commission is intended to be the vehicle for multinational consolidation of the commercial and banking interest by seizing control of the political government of the United States. The Trilateral Commission represents a skillful coordinated effort to seize control and consolidate the four centers of power, political, monetary, intellectual, and ecclesiastical. What the Trilateral Commission intends to create is a worldwide economic power superior to the political governments of the nation states involved. As managers and creditors of the system, they will rule the future. Barry Goldwater in his 1964 book, With No Apologies. And that was a decade exactly. I guess he ran against LBJ right after Kennedy got killed and LBJ took over. He wrote that a decade before the Trilateral Commission was founded, the year I was born, 1974, because he'd been in the Senate meetings when they were pushing all this through the Council on Foreign Relations. What is trilateral? The trifecta, unos, dos, tres, tri, three, tricycle, tri. North American Union, Asian Union, European Union, all started by trade deals, all secret. The EU deals were secret. Why do we put up with this? This didn't happen until just a decade ago or so in the U.S., but in Europe they were able to do it. England is in the EU and can't get out and never had a vote. People go, well, don't worry, the U.S. created the UN and runs all this. Not the U.S., the robber barons. It officially was founded in July 73, but didn't really get funded and didn't have a building until 74, so technically the year before I was born. A pointless factoid, but just correcting myself. Now, joining us till about 40 after, just to look into one area of this, transportation. Notice it was aviation that rolled over to the TSA taking over, and now it's the model to take over every other sector of transportation and the economy in general under InfraGuard, under infrastructure protection of the TSA, with the DEA there stealing money out of your wallet as asset forfeiture seizure. Rodney Stitch could do 10 hours with us. I want him to just give us the basic overview today and then come back on in a few weeks for a full hour. Unfriendly Skies is History of Aviation Disasters, 1959-11. The following could be subjects to break down. the series of world record aviation disasters in the United States after the end of World War II, the crash in New York City on December 16, 1960, the world's worst, Salt Lake City crash and his heavy involvement, the reason why the FAA was called the Tombstone Agency, the practice of cover-ups by the political NTSB, and see, once they're corrupt, you can pull a 9/11. Examples, the life and death assessment given to him to halt the serious problems, an airline having the most crashes, the web of intrigue that followed, scandal behind the next world record airline disaster, the PSA airline plunging into San Diego, and his role in that, the abandonment of the Federal Aviation Agency, where he worked, scandal behind the bombing and prosecution of Pan Am 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland, scandal behind the downing of TWA Flight 800, the scandal behind the hijackings of 9/11, lawsuit against the FAA, lawsuit against the NTSB, and why he wrote books on aviation disasters, 20 of them. Again, just we can't do justice today with him. He'll be back on the nightly news. Rodney Stitch is an American author and former Federal Aviation Authority investigators. His work led him to understand there was major corruption at the heart of aviation business. He was in Iran when the CIA brought down the destabilization of Mohammad Mossadegh to start that whole thing. He joins us now. Rodney, thank you so much for coming on, sir. And, you know, in fact, I've got callers on hold. We'll just do the rest of the hour, and then I'll just have to go to calls tomorrow, or I'll go to overdrive. We'll see what happens, but we at least need 45 minutes. Sir, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Alex. That was quite an area you covered there.
Absolutely. Well, you're an amazing individual. Spend a few minutes telling us about yourself, your awakening, and we'll come back and dive into wherever you want to go first.
Well, let me just give you a quick rundown on my background here. I hate to show my age, but I was a naval aviator, the Navy patrol plane commander in World War II. Thereafter, I was a international airline captain, pretty much in all types of operations. And for the purpose of this show, what would be especially interesting is my time flying Muslim pilgrims from throughout the Middle East to the holy cities of Mecca and Medina. And this is where I found myself into a CIA revolution, where I needed a machine gun escort take me and my co-pilot from the hotel out to our plane. And after that period of time, I went with the FAA, and this is at a time when airline disasters were a common event, sometimes every few months. And one of the major air disasters that was occurring was a DC-8 that crashed into the Brooklyn area of New York City. There was a big scandal behind that. Anyhow, the FAA, the safety segment, and we had the political segment too, you know. The safety segment sent me up to a politically powerful airline that was having a lot of crashes, including the one in New York City. And it was more or less life and death assignment. And it didn't take me long to discover the problems. And then I came under attack as I tried to correct them. And the attacks were from the political end of the FAA. And during these attacks, three more crashes occurred. And crashes are kind of horrific at times. So other inspectors said, look, Rod, you can't fight the system. But if I didn't do something, this would go on. So I did some very unusual things. First, I used the law in such a way that I acted as an independent prosecutor. And there were several weeks of court-like proceedings that followed. But the administrative law judge was simply an aviation ignorant attorney on the staff of the FAA administrator. So he covered up, and then the head of the FAA Sky Marshal program was so outraged by it, he urged me to send a report to the FAA administrator, and he would sign it, which was done. Of course, at this time now, this is a major scandal, because we had a number of people die. And here I'm getting, here's all the evidence.
Aviation expert, aviation historian, Rodney Stitch, stay there. We're starting at the beginning to understand how aviation has become so incredibly corrupt. For those that don't know, he's an icon in aviation research.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line?
It's easy.
Just punch in 1-605-562-6120. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 1-605-562-6120. Now you can listen to Alex Jones when you want.
Bookmark the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line number today.
1-605-562-6120. 1-605-562-6120.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother, because it also funds our operation. But doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you tired of being cyber raped by big government and big business? Are you tired of being forced to cough up information, private personal information, against your will? Well, I found the answer to their invasive behaviors. It's called D-Vasive, D-hyphen, or D-Vasive. It's made for PCs and Androids. Go get it now at the Google Play Store. D-Vasive, D-Vasive, D-Vasive. It's an app. Get it now and turn Big Brother off.
This agency's corrupt, that agency's corrupt. Well, then corruption doesn't tend, it always historically rots and grows and gets more out of control and more wild and more insane until your whole government collapses. And now look at the FAA today. I mean, famously corrupt. And I want to get into 9/11 with our guest. I want to get into, I mean, he's a famous guy. If you go research aviation disasters, one of the first investigators, World War II vet, pilot, you name it. So he's hired to go in there. Good people in the agency supported him. He'd gotten up to that point. Why were all these planes crashing routinely? And then we'll kind of do a condensed history of where it went during this segment. But then I want to get into 9/11 with our guest and ask where this is all going today. But the crew wants to know, before you finish up on that part, about the Japanese flag behind you, Rodney Stitch, WikileaksUSA.org.
Well, the Japanese flag is one that I recovered toward the end of the war. I was flying a four-engine privateer out of Tinian to a little island called Marcus Island, and I happened to find a flag there, so I brought it back. Incidentally, after the end of the war, I flew for a while for Japan Airlines, and many of my co-pilots were former Japanese wartime Navy pilots. So wow. Here we have the cockpit, and this is even before the peace treaty took effect, and I think it was 52. Here you have Japanese and American wartime pilots in the same cockpit. So it's kind of interesting, I thought.
But the Japanese were pretty honorable. I mean, once the war was over, they didn't generally double-cross, did they?
No. In some ways, I thought they were more honorable than some of the people I ran into in the U.S. government. And I think I even have mentioned that in some of my writings. Incidentally, the 20 books are on all areas of government corruption, based upon what I have over a period of years by writing books and being on hundreds of radio and television programs starting back in 1978.
Oh, I know. I mean, I've read books from back in the 80s and stuff where it'll quote, you know, Rodney Stitch. I mean, you've been involved. I should have introduced you as an icon of the Liberty Movement, but a lot of young folks may not know who you are. I mean, you... What is your view about the planetary situation right now? Let's get a big, wide view, then we'll zoom into aviation. Who's taking over? What's happening? What's your view?
Well, that's an area you're far more qualified than I am, Alex. I've been sticking pretty much to the hardcore corruption that I and others have developed or discovered, and I leave it up to people like you to... come up with an analysis of what is behind all this.
It's amazing. This is a short segment, long segment coming up, but let's get back to the point before the break. You're in there. You're the top federal investigator on some of these crashes. You write your reports. You're told basically shut up, but some other folks in the FAA, they support you. They sign the document. It gets sent to the full head of the FAA. Please continue.
Well, what happened then? I sent a letter to the FAA saying I refuse to work under the deadly conditions and I'm resigning. So I then returned to California and I started writing books to inform the public of these things because everywhere I went, well, I know during all these accidents when I was fighting the system, I notified a number of members of Congress, and this was in about 65. I did get one thing accomplished. They abandoned the Federal Aviation Agency, but and then renamed it the Federal Aviation Administration, but it's the same personnel and the same culture. So the crashes continued for a number of years, and they eventually greatly reduced in frequency due to other conditions, improved engines and things like that. However, occasionally, like on 9/11, people don't realize the FAA did have a role in that. But anyhow, what started happening is that... I started receiving information from have former CIA people, that were involved in like...
Hold on, we're going to come right back on that point. Rodney Stitch, WikileaksUSA.org. Talk about a hardcore investigator. He's at World War II, vet. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
I will do some overdrive today to go to folks that have been holding the longest, like Chris and Malik and Richie and Dave and Frank. I'll do as much as it takes to get to everybody. Rodney Stitch is our guest, WikileaksUSA.org. He's the type of guy that we ought to just fly out to Austin sometime to be in studio. I mean, a World War II vet, combat vet, flying around during the Pacific during all that craziness, and then just a consummate whistleblower from the beginning, and then his book that I have read is simply amazing. Unfriendly Skies, his work on 9/11, scandal behind the hijackings of 9/11, TWA Flight 800, he was early on, said that was bull. Of course, it's come out that's bull. The FBI put journalists in prison that exposed it was a continuous rod warhead and the rest of it. I had General Parton on who developed the continuous rod warhead, the head of Air Force Weapons Development, before he then headed the entire Air Force. We've had multiple former chairmen of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. We've had top admirals, top generals, General Pardon. I think about the amazing guests we've had on the show. It's just mind-blowing. We had the former technical head of the NSA, William Binney, on probably 10 times or more, including in studio. I'm not bragging. People keep saying, though, if this was going on in government, we'd hear about it. We do. It does come out. And the reason I'm saying the government's not our enemy is, as bad as the government is and overrun with corrupt interest, on average, people in government are more awake than the general public. Does that mean there aren't giant swaths of bad people in government? Absolutely, it's there. But again, why is Homeland Security saying they're worried about veterans? Because 9 times out of 10, when somebody's really fighting tyranny effectively, it's got to be 9 times out of 10, it's a veteran. Because they at least have some sense of duty, some sense of, even if the war they were in was wrong, or partially wrong, depending on which war, it doesn't matter. They're people that are willing to go fight. They're people that aren't cowards. They're people that believe in something. And believing in something is better than nothing in this world. I'm ranting. We're going to go to Rodney Stitch in just a moment. Find all his books at WikiLeaksUSA.org. Before I go any further, we are funded by viewers and radio listeners. I want to thank you all for your support. I try to promote things that are win-wins. We have 8 different brands of the highest quality non-GMO heirloom open-pollinated seeds available from the very best companies in the country at the lowest prices. We sell all of these top name brands at the lowest price that you can find anywhere, including directly from them. We have to sign agreements or we'd go lower. They allow us to do sales sometimes, and we're going to do one of those. Probably won't be till the fall, but sales with groups like this are like 3-4%. I mean, they're already discounted so low. Plant a garden today. Support the broadcast. Support non-GMO seeds out there. Save your seeds. Give them to others. It'll cause a chain reaction. It's fun. It's natural. Your late spring, your fall, your summer. I mean, you've got 3 different growing times coming up. The end of spring, summer, late summer, fall. InfoWarsStore.com, the InfoWars Seed Center. We have InfoWarsLife.com, and 16% off this week on Secret 12, high-quality vitamin B12, methylcobalamin, highly absorbable, the best quality out there. It's had amazing effects for myself and others that have used it. Check out the ProstaGuard, the Super Male, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Oxy Powder, Survival Shield X2, Nation Iodine, DNA Force. It's all there. High quality vitamin D3, Winter Sun, Silver Bullet, high quality colloidal silver. And we've got a lot of other great books and videos and water filters. InfoWarsStore.com. The Life Straws discounted. High quality organic coffee. Shop with the good guys, get high-quality products, and support the tip of the spear in the InfoWar. InfoWarStore.com or 888-253-3139. High-quality shortwave radios, Made in America Liberty Apparel. InfoWarStore.com or 888-253-3139. WikiLeaksUSA.org. Okay, Rodney Stitch, you've got the floor as best I can. World War II vet. Former FAA criminal investigator, in there trying to find out what's happening. You expose it. They refuse to change it, but change the name of the agency. WikiLeaksUSA.org. Of all these scandals you witnessed, the stuff you saw with the CIA, you said the CIA started to bring you information. You got cut off by the break. Continue there, and then let's segue into 9/11.
Okay. As I started to say, the publicity from appearing on shows and the books started about 20 or 30 years of people coming to me. These are FBI agents who were in key operations, especially in the Middle East, who would report to me. And we've been talking back and forth for years about the CIA drug smuggling, October surprise, Iran-Contra, how we were subverting different governments, and there was even a couple of mafia people. And eventually, we'll probably get into one mafia person, who had more to do with being able to prevent 9/11, but that's for a little bit later. But at any rate, with all of this information and seeing the consequences, I felt I had to do something. And I think I should have my head examined for feeling that. But nevertheless, what I did, since I was experiencing cover-up everywhere, I figured, well, there's a federal crime reporting statute. That says if you know of a federal crime, you got to report it to a federal judge or any other federal official. So I said, well, okay, I'll file a federal action, which I did, a number of them. And that turned out kind of interesting, especially the one I filed just before 9/11, and even more interesting, the two that I filed after 9/11. But anyhow, there's a tremendous amount of information, and I can't understand so much corruption that exists and the total cover-up by the media, and the people are suffering. Just like I go into details on how we generated the hatred in the Middle East. And then I go into the corruption that enabled a series of terrorist attacks to occur. And this is factual. I try to avoid any conspiracy deals.
You just go with what's admitted, which is an incredible amount. Well, let's talk about the particular books and articles where you break down what happened with 9/11 from your perspective and research, your angle, and then leading that into the larger issue of the Middle East and where it's all going.
Okay. Can I give you an introduction on how it could have been prevented? Well,
sure.
First of all, the CIA had a role in that, but that was a more criminal role. Complicity was involved in that, and that is with the Department of Justice. I happen to have about a 10-year continual communication with a mole in the Al-Qaeda cell. He was a mole in the cell headed by Ramzi Youssef. And being a former New York City Mafia member, Youssef thought he also wanted to undermine the United States. So Youssef started giving him quite a bit of information on Al-Qaeda activities, including information on several planned Al-Qaeda attacks that did occur. And
are you talking about Ahmad Salam?
I'm talking about Gregory Scarpa Jr., whose father was Mafia Capo, and his father and FBI agents in the New York City offices were involved in murders, just as was occurring in Boston. And Boston had a little more publicity. The murders in the New York City offices were pretty well kept quiet by the media. But anyhow, the mole and his New York City attorney was advising FBI agents of the planned attack as he was receiving the information. Well, Washington deep-sixed the information, and the reason they did that, they were planning to discredit this young mafia individual who was about planned to testify in several murder trials about the murders that his father committed with the help of specific people in the FBI office.
So he was going to expose something like the Whitey Bulger situation, but going on in New York.
That is correct. Since the Department of Justice was planning to discredit the sworn testimony he was given, now they're confronted with the same fellow providing insider information. So apparently they decided to cover up. So the advanced information they were having, that they were receiving, was one, the planned bombing or the planned taking down of a airliner departing New York City. The basis for that, they thought, this is what Ramzi Youssef thought, was it would bring about a mistrial. He was undergoing trial for the World Trade Center bombing and the plan of a dozen U.S. airliners in the Middle East. So anyhow, that was the first test. Then the next information, TWA 800 happened several weeks thereafter. Then the next one was the planned bombing of U.S. embassies, and that was covered up. And then, of course, 9/11. So 9/11 then occurred. Now, I have I go into great detail about the 9/11, and I go into how easy it would have been to prevent it. The primary reason for preventing it, for the terrorists being able to get on the aircraft, or the flight attendants had keys. Well, it was obvious to any street thug that all they had to do was get the key from a mostly female flight attendant. They could go in the cockpit and confront the crew. But then the Department of Justice, now that was criminal. So what I did, and after that happened, I filed a federal lawsuit. First, I filed it in federal courts in Washington, D.C., and this is on a basis of the federal crime reporting statute. And they refused to file it when they had a mandatory duty to do so. So then I submitted it for filing in New York City, and Judge Michael McCarthy, he refused to file it. It wasn't until about a year later when I notified every member of the Supreme Court justices of the latest obstruction of justice by federal judges that then my action was filed. And then within a few minutes, they dismissed it. So they didn't want this information to get out. Now, if you want to go into more detail than anywhere, but that's my the information I have as to that portion of it. In my books, of course, I go into it.
Absolutely. Bottom line, what do you think really happened on 9/11? I mean, we know there was a stand down. We know Saudi Arabia was bare minimum involved. Obviously, I've shown evidence that goes further, but we just go with what we can prove. Now the cover up has been admitted. They admit the 28 pages. This whole thing should be reopened now, when you've got the former head of the commission saying there was a cover-up.
Oh, well, now, incidentally, the 9/11 commission was pretty well controlled by the same Department of Justice people who were involved in the deep sixing. And I go into quite a bit of details on that, both on the Internet site and in books. Now, the areas you talk about, I have no information on that, so I avoid
sure,
that.
Sure, I understand. Let me raise this. What about the airline that went down right after 9/11? We'll put it on screen for TV viewers. American Airlines Flight 587, that so many witnesses said looked like it had its engine blown off as it took off there from JFK. Do you have any intel on that Airbus 300 situation?
Well, yes, both on the Internet site and in my books, I go into that quite a bit. That was the usual cover-up whereby the NTSB said there was light turbulence when the plane took off, so the tail ripped off. Tails don't rip off that easily. But what I have the statements made by numerous people on the ground. These are professionals, firemen or policemen who report seeing an explosion in the area of the rear baggage compartment. So what happened on that plane, of course, it took off from JFK, and shortly thereafter, it goes down. The explosion occurs. One or two engines rip off, and the tail ripped off.
Well, that's what I was about to say. I remember at the time, it was even in local papers with cops and firemen and citizens saying the planes blew up, pieces going everywhere in the sky, thousands of feet in the air after takeoff, and then they spin it and go, that's a conspiracy theory. The back tail just fell off. Clearly, this was a secondary terrorist attack, in my view.
Oh, yes, and I agree with that, and I would presume the system did not want to be reflected as having another terrorist attack occur. This would, of course, reflect badly on the system. And the same thing, if the information that I and all of my sources, and we're all professionals, if this was known, the scandal would go far beyond 9/11. Because this, matter of fact, I'll briefly make reference to the fact that I sued a number of the federal judges because of their cover-up, years of cover-up.
Sure. Well, listen, this is what it comes down to, my friend. Let me give out your website for folks, because I'm going to come back and have a few final calls. WikiLeaksUSA.org, Rodney Stitch. I want to prepare a bunch of specific questions for you, send them to you ahead of time, because you're an amazing brain, and have you on for a full hour on the nightly news as part of a special report in the next few weeks. Your books and more can be found at WikiLeaksUSA.org. But just like they claim the tail fell off, never happened before, or the buildings fell, you know, from fire, physics were suspended in and around 9/11.
This is a nationwide announcement for consumers owing back taxes to the IRS. The slowdown in the U.S. economy has forced renewed action by the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlement amounts from qualifying consumers who owe back taxes. If you're eligible, your back tax settlement may be discounted by thousands of dollars. A specially assigned national hotline has been directly routed to Defense Tax Group. Consumers may now call and check their eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Financial stability is a major priority during this slow economy, so you're advised to dial this national hotline number now, 800-678-4191. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, you may now find significant relief. You could save thousands of dollars if you qualify. Call now and get free vital information and to check your eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Call the Defense Tax Group now, 800-678-4191. That's 800-678-4191. 800-678-4191.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a four-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit two per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237. Thank you for tuning in today. This is the Alex Jones Show. We've got this last segment in the main broadcast. We'll do 5 minutes more to finish up with calls for Chris and Richie and Malik and Frank and others. One thing is for certain. We do not live in boring times. We live in interesting times, to requote the Chinese proverb. China is such a bubble, they are creating a new billionaire every week. But a billionaire in this inflationary currency situation is not a billionaire. Just like somebody worth $1 million in the 30s would be $1 billion today in the aggregate, it is a very strange system that we live in. I mean, soon a five-bedroom house pretty much anywhere in the country will be, you know, millions of dollars. Well, what if you got five, six kids? I mean, it's just, but the wages aren't going up, but the cost is going up. So California, L.A. passes a $15 an hour minimum wage. That'll just cause more inflation. But I'm digressing. Let's go to your calls. Chris in South Carolina, thanks for holding. You want to talk about H.R. 112, Bill. Tell us about that.
Well, it's something I discovered just by doing a little bit of research, and Alabama's the one that's pushing it. But it's supposed to allow them to put limits on the fiscal spending of federal government, allow them to put, what does it say?
Well, that's great. What's your point on the bill specifically?
I believe they were saying it needed 13 other states, and I noticed that they weren't getting that much view on it, and I was just wondering, do you think it's something that people should support or not?
Are you talking about a constitutional convention?
They were trying to go that direction and then decided against it or something, more or less to basically try to limit the federal government within their state from how long they could actually serve a term.
Sure, sure. I'm familiar with that. I've seen that before. Look, these con-cons are very, very dangerous because anytime you get one, then it opens it up for anything to be done. At the same time, my view on those has softened a little bit because the feds are so gone that almost anything would be better because they're just doing it all by fiat. But we do need to hold Congress accountable, hold the executive accountable, hold the judiciary as well. And the question is, how do you do that when they're acting in unison with a rogue plan to bring us into a planetary government? I appreciate your call, Chris. Richie in New York, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Okay, Alex, maybe that goes on to what I want to ask you. How about they sue for everything. Why can't we do the same thing? You know what I'm saying? You have UBC. They are dealing with the Business with the Enemy Act in 1944. You know what I'm saying? You have a bank.
You know, that's a great point. A lot of these multinational corporations that are based here trade with all of our enemies. And if they catch a U.S. citizen giving to a charity that gives money to some terror group, you go to jail. Why don't these big corporations get in trouble? Again, the cops are trained, the bureaucracies are trained to only go after little guys.
Way to create a citizen's oversight committees on everything they do. I mean, harass them on everything they do. You know, we don't want, you know, listen, how far can we go by petition as opposed to having to try and maybe a law by representatives? I'm saying we the people, we are the people, we are the government. Where can we draw the line and say, all right, enough?
Well, listen, I think lawsuits properly prepared at the state and federal level are the way to go. The globalists are scared of them. That's why they call it paper terrorism. But it's not. I mean, if it's frivolous and not directed correctly, it's frivolous. But I think it's a great thing to do. I mean, look at how a bunch of ambulance chasing lawyers have screwed stuff up. Well, what about patriots filing lawsuits? That certainly draws attention to what's happening and does have an effect. So I think it's a great idea. But more importantly, voting with our dollars, boycotting establishment companies, supporting companies and individuals and groups that are promoting freedom, that's one of our biggest powers we've got left.
Alex, also, like you said, I've heard you say before, Third Continental Congress or whatever it was you had said before. How about a realignment? How about a realignment that excludes the pulling the rug out?
No, I hear you. The feds are illegitimate. We have to educate folks about that first. Stay with us. Sober Drive coming up. The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller.
This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.